Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 6, 2022. My new article on LinkedIn, a sensitive spot in humanity. The conflict in Ukraine is not a regular conflict between two nations. It is a very deep crisis that originates from a very special place in the common human soul. It is a sensitive spot in humanity, and we can see how powerfully it impacts all of us. We will not resolve this crisis through diplomatic measures. At best, we will calm it down for a while, but it will only erupt more violently afterwards. We will also not end the conflict if one side completely overruns the other. No one will capitulate here, and the fire will continue to burn underneath until it explodes again. There is only one thing we need to do in order to resolve the crisis: increase the importance of complementarity, the importance of the necessity to unite the hearts of the members of the rivaling nations above the enmity. To be clear, simply wanting the war to end will not end it. We need to want the separation between us to end. We need to want to feel each other's hearts, and this, among many other benefits, will also silence the roaring guns. We are in a very difficult, very treacherous situation. We should not blur things or try to cover them up. Tactics and political artifice will not resolve the crisis. The only solution is to make an effort to bring people's hearts closer above, and despite the hatred that has erupted among them. Otherwise, there will be no solution to the conflict. It will only escalate and drag more countries into it, and we all know what that means. Medium published my new article Why We Cannot Work in Synchrony. The war in Ukraine. The inability of the world to sanction Russia effectively. The uneven distribution of medications. The uneven distribution of wealth, staples, education. Wherever you look, there are growing gaps and growing instability in human society. Now let us look at nature. In nature, everything is balanced and harmonious, synchronized to the last detail. There is a famous natural phenomenon called spontaneous synchronization that causes bodies in close proximity to synchronize their movements. Metronomes, for example, spontaneously synchronize their beats even if you deliberately start them at different times. But spontaneous synchronization applies not only to pacemakers, it applies to all levels of reality. This is how award-winning professor of applied mathematics at Cornell University Stephen Strigatz explains the phenomenon, minutes 10:09 to 10:37. One of the things that I find most appealing about it is how universal it is, that it occurs at every scale of nature, from subatomic to cosmic. It uses every communication channel that nature has ever devised, from gravitational interactions, electrical interactions, chemical, mechanical. I mean you name it. Anyway that two things can influence each other, nature uses that to get things in sync. It seems like the only element in reality that escapes spontaneous synchronization is humanity. It is as if the rules that apply to all of nature do not apply to us. To an extent, this is true. In addition to belonging to the animate level of life, we are also sentient beings, and our actions are determined by willful decisions. In order to synchronize our actions, we need to want it to happen. Otherwise, if we leave it to nature to decide, human nature, which is inherently self-centered, will override the system-centered nature of the rest of reality, and we will remain deeply discordant, and as a result, profoundly antagonistic to each other. Over the past few years, the level of our alienation from each other has increased to a level that makes the possibility of another world war a realistic scenario. The only way to avoid it is to consciously and willfully adopt synchrony among us. What nature does spontaneously, we must do consciously and voluntarily. There is a good reason for this. When we choose to follow a certain path, we do so after examining and evaluating all the options for and against it. If we behaved a certain way because we only followed our instincts, we would be animals, not people. The difference between us and animals is that we think, debate, and question until we finally decide. As a result, the picture we see is more complete and deeper than any being in nature. Yet, the price we pay for being sentient is often far too high. If we want to live in a peaceful world where people are wise and kind, we must make it happen. We must choose synchrony and harmony over friction and dissension. To do that, we must consciously raise the importance of synchrony in all of humanity. Harmony and synchrony will not make us the same or even similar. Rather, they will make us harmonious and complementary. They will make us enjoy contributing our skills and abilities for the greater good, and together we will build a strong and solid society whose members are safe, healthy, and above all, happy. Let him make peace between us. There is only one way to win the internal war. It is to cover all crimes with love and to rise above arguing who is right and who is wrong. Then the corporeal war, which was a consequence of the internal one, will also end. If the war does not end with victory, first of all in the spiritual sense, then corporeal victory will not help. The battle may subside for a while, but it will certainly resume. Therefore, we must fight in order to cover all crimes with love, not try to figure out on whose side the truth is in this conflict and confrontation, but to rise above both poles. This is possible only if we understand that all the forces of confrontation come from the Creator and that only by rising up to Him can we reconcile them by ascending to their source. The conflict is arranged by the Creator. There is none else besides Him. Only by combining two opposing forces can we win, not by choosing which of the two lines is right, but by walking in the middle line. The Creator started the war and is waging it, and therefore, only by appealing to Him with a demand to reconcile this dispute can it be ended. As it is written, "He who makes peace in his heavens, may he make peace for us." We did not make timely corrections, and therefore the corruptions accumulated and have exploded as an exacerbation of a neglected disease. And that is what is happening now. For tens and even hundreds of years these problems have been hiding in humanity, breaking out here and there as symptoms of an internal disease. We must understand that if a problem has been revealed, then it has already existed before. Now, when it has manifested, we have the opportunity to correct it and reach the end of correction. The Creator arranged the shattering for us. It is not our fault that we received a shattered world in which the egoistic force rules. We only need to reveal this and ask the Creator to make a correction because through it we adhere to the Creator. He does everything, not us. We just need to turn to Him above all the revealed problems. We understand that all this was arranged by Him and done on purpose so that we would ask Him for corrections. This is called, "My Sons Defeated Me." From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 1, 2022. Winning the War Against the Evil Inclination. Cabinet published my new article, "Toward Worldwide Shortage of Staples." The war in Ukraine poses many threats not only to Ukraine, but to the entire world. The sanctions against Russia are extreme if not unprecedented. However, we should not believe that this will come at no cost to the world. Already, the prices of wheat and oil are skyrocketing, but it is still not the worst of it. The worst will come when there is none of them, when supermarket shelves in Europe and the US are empty because of the war in Ukraine. The most important lesson we can, and should, already learn from this war is that the world is one interdependent global village, and that when you hurt someone else, you hurt yourself. Even before the war broke out, the strain on supply chains was driving up prices, and inflation was breaking records in the US, and elsewhere. But now, for some products, the supply chains will collapse altogether. We should not deal with this crisis only on the superficial level. We should not settle for looking for substitutes for the missing products. If we do, the substitutes will fail us, too. Instead, we need to use the opportunity to correct the reason for the broken supply chains, our broken connections. The sanctions against Russia, with their implications to both Russia and the West, should make us realize that we cannot build our relationships on mutual exploitation. Our relations will be sustainable only if we establish them on trust and mutual complementation. It is clear that in every transaction, each party has its own interest in mind. There is nothing wrong with that. However, when parties seek not only to profit from their deals, but to extort the other parties, to take from them more than they are willing to give, either by deceit or by force, this will not work for long. We must change our attitude from using our resources to impose our will, into sharing our resources for the greater good. It is not as though we should suddenly love each other, at least not yet. But even if we cannot stand each other, we all have goods that others need but do not have, and others have goods that we need but do not have. Therefore, even if we cannot stand each other, we must share with one another. But for the chain to remain open, we must work with mutual respect and decency. Four covenants with the Creator. Question: there are four covenants in spirituality. Is there an order in which they take place? Answer: no, we should just work on our common desire within the group and aim to fully link it to the quality of bestowal. This is all done during the study in stages. Once the Creator grants us the upper force, it will happen in us. Question: what if I am somewhat confused about these four covenants? Answer: do not even think about how many there are. We just need to think about connection with our friends and with the whole huge world group studying the advancement toward the Creator, and then with the whole of humanity to bring everyone to the full extent of their strength and capabilities to a covenant with each other and with the Creator. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, December 28, 2021. We need to move forward. Question: how do you pray for your friends if you clearly feel that there is no one else but the Creator? Answer: if you feel that there is none else but the Creator, then everything is fine. Perfect. So, this correction has already been passed through you. I congratulate you. This is already a big step. But then all the friends must be included in the Creator. You must relate to them as you would to the Creator. Think about the fact that the attitude toward your friends and toward the Creator should be completely identical for you. Check yourself and realize that you are not yet at all at the level where the Creator and your friends are the same for you. We need to move forward. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022. Asking the Creator to fill the place between us, Lesson 7. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is the spiritual root of circumcision? The spiritual root of circumcision is the desire to cut ties with our egoism. Egoism is the desire to enjoy at the expense of others and nature, and those who wish to detach from it do so in order to connect with the Creator, the quality of love, bestowal and connection, the positive force of nature, opposite to egoism. Egoism prevents us from feeling the Creator. It dwells in our heart, that is in the desires behind our thoughts and behaviors. As such, it is written, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, Deuteronomy 10:16. The human ego constantly grows within us, and at a certain point of our development, we awaken spiritually, recognize the ego as an evil quality positioned against a positive force of love, bestowal and connection, and reach a state called circumcision, where we feel the need to rid ourselves of the ego. We are then left with only positive intentions toward others, which is the revelation of the upper spiritual world. We can then feel the spiritual life of love, bestowal and connection with everyone up to a point of loving the Creator, the divine and benevolent force that governs and fills reality. Based on the video, what is the spiritual root of circumcision? with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. The Hidden Powers of the Soul. Question. Kabbalah says that there is only one positive force of nature and that all negative forces are awakened by man himself. It turns out that all kinds of negative phenomena are exclusively the forces of my soul and are seemingly coming from there. What does it mean? Answer, the soul of man has powers that are hidden from him, but he can develop them to the extent that he tries to get close to others and do good to them. The human soul is the desire to enjoy. If he corrects this desire, that is, instead of enjoying himself he delights others, to this extent he begins to feel the upper world, the upper state. This is what we must come to. We do not need anything else, just to strive to acquire the upper states, good connections with others, and good influence on everyone. And then, in the unity between us, we will feel the Creator, the upper force of nature. With its help, we can do anything. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, February 1, 2022. How to learn empathy? Question. Not long ago there was an earthquake in Haiti. More than 2,000 people died, 40,000 houses were damaged and destroyed. Another 15,000 people were injured. This news disappeared after a day. It was immediately replaced by news about fires, earthquakes, and hurricanes. Is it possible to develop empathy toward another person? Answer, it depends on education. Education should be such that we all have to get closer if we want a better future for ourselves. Egoistically. If you want there to be no earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and deaths, then you have to get closer to others. Because nature is one and we humans are at the top of its chain, if we create correct relationships between us, help, care, and so on, then all nature under us will calm down. Question, does Kabbalah talk about this? Answer, yes. We can certainly influence nature in this way. Question, and then the word empathy will not sound strange? Answer, it is a normal human condition when we understand that we depend on others and others depend on us. I am talking about the egoistic attitude toward each other. When we are like one family, there is no other way. Nature forces us to understand in the end that we depend on each other. And it will lead us to it, but gradually with such blows that it will not seem enough. That is when mutual support will become a natural concept. We have nowhere to go. We do the same in the family whether we love each other or not, it does not matter. We understand that we are interdependent. Just as we go to fight for our country because we depend on others, they depend on us, and we cannot escape anywhere. Same here. If humanity does not unite in order to act not against nature but like nature as a united front, then nature will teach us. Question. Finally teach us? Answer, it will teach us. That is certain. But the whole earth will be like Haiti after the earthquake. Comment, it is better to do it ourselves. My response, I think so. Because nature is preparing very unpleasant surprises for us. Question, so you still believe, as the great Kabbalist Balhasulam said, that the whole world, one way or another, will be one family, it will not escape from this? Answer, we will have to come to this either as a result of a world nuclear war or by good means and understanding. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 28, 2021. Mutual exchange of guarantee. Question, how can we strengthen the mutual guarantee in a small 10 if we are hardly meeting twice a day? Answer, we must constantly think about how we can express mutual support to each other during, say, half an hour when we get together. It is not just mutual support. Avut, mutual guarantee, means that we, as it were, replace the person himself and guarantee for him, as in a bank, when we sign a document of guarantee that we undertake to pay for him. The same is true in spirituality. I pay for my friend with my efforts. I am ready to give everything to him so that from what I give him, he could receive spiritual fulfillment. So it is with each of us. No one receives anything spiritual in his own desire. Never. Only when it is cancelled before the group, and the group gives him its guarantee, that is, its signature, its kli, vessel, then in this kli he can receive a spiritual sensation. Only this way. Otherwise, how can a person have the opportunity to receive something spiritual that consists of many opposite properties? Only when he renounces himself, when he is ready to give everything to his friend, and the friend to him, then in this mutual exchange of guarantees, they create the necessary conditions for the revelation of the Creator in each other. This is the only way that it works. All of humanity, absolutely all the people, will have to come to this. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022. Working in Mutual Responsibility, Lesson 6. The field in which the Creator is revealed. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit through faith above reason. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then, one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth, and he begins as though his goal is now near him. Rabash, they helped everyone his friend. We need to lead each other in such a way that everyone feels uplifted and that the strength, confidence, and approach to the goal can be obtained from our mutual connection. I begin to feel that my friends are taking care of me, and this creates very interesting sensations in me. On one hand, I am pleased, on the other hand, it makes me anxious and obliges me. When I feel this attitude of my friends, I can no longer take care of myself. But, on the other hand, how can I, based on this, do the same with respect to them? This is where mutual action begins, when everyone wants to be a guarantor, help each other and be with each other. If we build our relationships in this way, then we will quickly have a spiritual kli, and the Creator will begin to reveal himself in it. Because the inclusion of everyone in a small group, even in the 10, even less than 10, is enough to reveal the Creator. This task is now before us. Unity, mutual guarantee, mutual penetration, and complementation of each other should give us the inclusion of 10 sephirot in 10, 10, and 10. As a result, a field blessed by the Creator, Divinity, is formed. It is in this field that the Creator is revealed. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022. Working in Mutual Responsibility, Lesson 6.